This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Undertones are headlining the Night and Day Festival, the 28th to the 30th of June in Lochee Forest Park in Boyle County, Roscommon, a place you might not expect to see deposit return scheme machines, the DRS machines, but you will. And a man who knows all about it is Bob Coggins of the White Hag Brewery. Because Bob, you guys are the main beer suppliers for the festival.
We are indeed, yeah.
Very important part of any music festival.
Probably the critical, the second most important
part.
where the crack happens. We're at the other side of the stage. It's the thing you turn to after the act's finished, you know,
yeah.
That surge between music acts. When you've got a small business or a small brewery like we have, it's the goal, right, to see your music see your beer at a music festival. And, you know, for a chance like this to be the beer, to be the brand at the music festival. It's just fantastic. Something we've been working on with the guys over the last couple of years. And it looks like massive event, massive lineup, and a great opportunity for us to meet punters who are interested.
Beer sold by can or draft? Or
draft. So the guys operate a Leave No Trace. Responsible kind of code of conduct. We will use responsible returnable glasses, so washed glasses that every beer will be poured into, hard plastic, all poured out of steel kegs, which are returned to the brewery. So really, there's little or no single use. We do a click and collect can, so you get cold cans to your camper or your tent.
Ooh,
on the
morning
at a festival. But again, recyclable aluminium cans. And so, yeah, we're on that vibe. We've done it with a bunch of music festivals. We'd be on the Pale last year. We're doing Love is a Stranger this weekend in Juniper Barn in Ballymote. And we have a few more over the year. The idea is, I suppose, smaller festivals have the opportunity to bring local regional suppliers on board.
Yeah.
And it's impossible to compete for the bars at the bigger festivals. At
yeah.
The Electric Picnics and...
that's where your Diageos and stuff are...
They're all in.
Space.
Yeah. But we're seeing a lot more appetite, and kind of voters or consumers are voting with their feet and their mouths by asking for and opting for the offering that we have. We also have two of our core ranges gluten-free, which seems to be making a huge difference.
Right.
Punter.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people who get the cans then delivered to the tent or their pitch on the morning of the festival, and they bring them with them. I mean, festival goers, they're not well known for maybe taking care of their cans and carrying them around to bring them back in perfect condition for a deposit return scheme.
Well, you put your finger on the money there. They rarely bring their tents back.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know?
Yeah. Like, whatever but a can.
Like, I think it's a big ask to ask someone to go to a festival weekend or go anywhere for a day or a night and take all of your cans, your packaging back with you to your house to a point of return. This is a huge challenge, obviously, for us ultimately as a producer. It's a huge challenge for the consumers at the moment.
Yeah.
I think over the last 20 years as a country, we've come a long way in recycling, right?
Yeah.
Our habits have brought us to a point where we know how to sort our recycling, to, you know, mix recycling, glass, waste, and maybe compost, etc. Right, we've come that journey, but we've got to a point now where we're at about 70% of aluminium being recycled, and now it's like start again, scratch that out. You now have to do a different thing, and we're back to about 15-16. I think this morning there was a proclamation we're at 20%, which is a ridiculous concept to wipe the slate clean and start again, and you have to learn it all again, you know. And on top of that, there's a tax on top to really force this down your throat. So, the festival is a really good point where you start from there. But like, we just see it. We see it from our own customers loyal customers who buy our beer online.
Yeah.
And we have customers in the airport, for example, who buy our beers in the airport in some of the concessions out there. We have, I want to say customers, people who own shops and the people who buy from them, treat both of those as their customers. And they're getting very frustrated with the system because some of the machines aren't working. A lot of the machines aren't working. They're getting a really poor experience in terms of bringing cans back to machines that are full, that aren't working, that are potentially being turned off because of the amount of complaints going into the store to store staff whose job it isn't to manage a recycling system.
Yeah.
You know? And so customers are coming back to us. And my fear is a lot of producers, small producers in Ireland who moved to aluminium can as a very efficient, very economical and environmentally friendly system of packaging both beer and soft drinks and kombuchas and stuff, they're going to get wiped out slowly but surely. It'll be debt by a thousand cuts because people will opt to not pay the extra 60 cent on a four pack.
Yeah.
Or they'll just say, oh, it's easier to get the glass. I'll carry the heavy glass around, potentially avoid smashing it on my way home.
Yeah.
And then when I get home, I'll have to take it and put it out on the curb in a glass bottle, or I'll have to bring it to the local recycling centre, but I'll do it for free because there's no extra tax on me. So the system seems to be designed to drive people back to glass away from aluminium and plastic.
Have you noticed that yet at all?
We can see it, but the worst part of this is that it's not like a definite stop, but there's a slow decline happening in retail. And I'm seeing retailers telling us that, oh, there's a big pickup in the brown glass bottle, and, you know, that's a what traditionally craft beer would have come in, you know, that big brown bottle, 500 ml, not your 330, more kind of on-trade bar specific one. And they're seeing that picking up again, which is not something that's efficient.
I was going to say you could do that, but I assume there's a reason that you're not doing that already.
Oh,
that you're bringing it in aluminium cans.
So cans are way more efficient.
Right? Yeah.
So I'll give you an example. If you look at a single bottle of Heineken or another beer, right?
Yeah.
A single glass bottle, the space it takes up, it can be occupied by two cans of beer. So you can stack two cans of beer in the fridge in the same space as one bottle. On a pallet, that translates to about 1,700 bottles versus 2,500 cans.
Yeah.
Right, so straight away, you're getting those efficiencies. At the end, if you're not going to a deposit return scheme machine, your cans all fit in a recycling bin. Your bottles are in a big pile of bottles.
Oh,
when they go to landfill, they take up five times more space.
Yeah.
If they go to landfill. Glass smashes and breaks far more frequently. They actually lets light pollution in, and it's way less efficient. So for us, it's not just a form factor to hipster. There's a reason for this, and some people are slower to move to it. Say hotels, upmarket restaurants, apart from Chapter One, who serve Little Fawn, our leading beer. They're slower to move, but cans have certainly been adopted far more quickly. And I'd love to understand why glass is exempt here, because something tells me that people who drink wine, champagne, spirits might have more influence over this than people who drink craft beer or kombuchas, you know?
I suspect we're going to be talking about the DRS scheme again and again and again before any of these kinks are ironed out, and there's plenty of kinks in it. As kind of official suppliers of beer to a festival like this, then, are you kind of poacher termed gamekeeper? You know what I mean? As somebody who I suspect snuck in his fair share of beer in music festivals.
Didn't we all?
Are you going to be going around now at kind of Night and Day and others? Hey, put that away. Around that kind of Dutch gold.
Do you know what we could do? We could sell labels, our labels, to other people at the gate.
Like a very fancy version of the brown bag over the beer.
We all did it for years. So in the years before we got involved in brewing and setting up the brewery, we'd go to events with pockets stuffed with Sierra Nevada and Founders and that kind of thing. Because there's nothing
to be texts going around. Before WhatsApp, there'll be texts going back. They're not checking. They're not patting people down at this gate.
Look for the tall fella on the left.
Yeah.
He has bad eyesight and he's tall, so we can't see down low. That type of thing. Well, I've seen us since the kids have come along. We've got a trailer for going behind the bike. You know, it's very, very environmentally friendly and very green and very good for the kids. It's also brilliant for stuffing a couple of cans into and the back. If you're going to a music festival, people love seeing kids at music festivals.
Yeah.
They rarely check the back of the trailer or on the bottom of the buggy. But in all seriousness, it's the opportunity to provide variety and something local. And you get that kind of 90% of people who approach cautiously and say, oh, do you have something that tastes like, you know, a stout, a normal stout? They don't want to say it to you. They don't want to insult you, but you see what they're getting at. Or a lager, well, you know, a green lager. And you kind of go, yes, absolutely, try this. And our biggest win, we can't sponsor European football competitions or Rugby World Cups, but you can give someone a sample that gets them over the barrier and they're won straight away. So we do make very normal standard beers. We make some really, really intense, really flavoursome, hoppy, high ABV beers. they're not for a music festival. That's not the kind of audience that's there, and that's not the experience you want. But we will be doing something actually at Night and Day.
They've got low, I learned a word last week, they've got low sessionability. Isn't that it?
Yeah.
Sessionability. If the more flavoursome it is, the lower the sessionability.
It's all about the sessionability. And it's all about the opportunity to explore without hitting a bump in the road.
Yeah.
So going along, four or five beers, suddenly hit a double IPA at 7.5%, knocks you out to the side, and you become less interesting at a beer at a music festival. It is a great opportunity, and it's something that I know what you're saying, but Poacher Turned Gamekeeper, we're not about excluding variety. We're about trying to include people in our experience. We're about trying to deliver the best possible experience. It's also extremely local. All the guys who work on it live in the area, and it's a phenomenal experience for them. For young guys who join us as apprentices or join us as on work experience and get to end up working and kind of enjoying themselves at a music festival that our beer is pouring at. It's a brilliant experience. It's 28th of June to 30th. The Undertones.
Yeah, Savage.
Felix won.
Oh yeah, it's a great lineup.
Unbelievable. Yeah, and like to see that in the regions, you don't have to come to Dublin for it.
Yeah,
get a festival of that nature on our doorstep is phenomenal. We'll be doing a sampling, so we'll be doing something I think on the Saturday evening with our clan. So we've got a subscriber base of a kind of the beer nerds who are kind of part of our group, and they're all coming along. We're going to do a tasting with some special beers and hopefully get some interesting people involved. So
great stuff.
You're going yourself?
I am going myself.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I absolutely am.
See you there for a beer.
Yeah, look forward to it. Bob, listen, thanks a million for coming in. We wish you well. 28th to 30th of June, 2024, the Night and Day Festival. It is happening. Beautiful surrounds as well. Lochee, Forest Park and Boyle County, Roscommon. Bob Coggins from White Hag Brewery with a nice little gift as well. Should declare that
you don't
for
have
transparency purposes. I don't worry, I'm not going to drink it before
this
I drive
is not
home.
An advertisement.
Bob, listen, thanks a million.
Cheers, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Fewer HVAC companies are truly family owned these days, but Care still is. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Today, more and more companies are backed by venture capital firms, where profit goals often drive a sales first culture. At Care, we operate with family values. That means honest recommendations, fair pricing, and technicians who are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So for honest, fair service, call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.